This is VOA News at the Hour Remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling on Haiti's political leaders to come together for the good of their country. Biden said Monday during a White House meeting that the people of Haiti, quote, deserve peace and security. The president told reporters he's closely following developments in the Caribbean nation since President Jovenel Moise was assassinated last Wednesday. Moise was shot to death at his home in Port-au-Prince in the early morning hours of July 7th. His wife, Martine Moise, was seriously wounded in the attack and was taken to Miami, Florida for treatment. The White House says it has responded to Haiti's request for help in the investigation by sending a team of officials from several U.S. agencies, including the National Security Council and the State Department. They arrived on Sunday. A spokeswoman for the National Security Council told VOA that the delegation has reviewed the security of critical infrastructure and has met with the Haitian National Police, who are leading the investigation. The FBI told VOA in an emailed statement that it is currently engaging with the U.S. Embassy in Haiti to determine how best to support the effort. Three Haitian Americans have been arrested in connection with the assassination plot. Haitian American doctor Christian Emmanuel Sanon has been named by Haiti's National Police as the mastermind behind the assassination. Police chief told reporters that Sanon arrived in Haiti on a private plane in early June, along with some of the Colombian gunmen who were arrested in connection with last week's murder. Sanon is one of three Haitian Americans currently in police custody. The police chief said the information that led to the arrest was garnered during interviews with the Colombian suspects, who spoke to investigators through an interpreter. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 35 people died in a fire in the COVID isolation ward of a hospital in the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriyah on Monday. A spokesman for the local health authorities told the French news agency that five people have been wounded, including two in critical condition. He said there are fears that more people are trapped inside the burning building and that the search for victims continues. This is Iraq's second fire in a COVID ward this year. In April, a fire at a Baghdad COVID-19 hospital killed 82 people and injured 110. That fire was sparked by the explosion of some oxygen tanks. Iraq's health minister resigned after the April fire. Iraq, where the oil-reliant economy is still recovering from decades of war and insurgency, and many people live in poverty, has recorded over 1.4 million COVID cases and more than 17,000 deaths. The United States called out genocide and atrocities happening in six countries as part of a State Department report highlighting how the United States government is using financial, diplomatic, and other measures to counteract that behavior. The countries in the report are Myanmar, China, Ethiopia, Iraq, Syria, and South Sudan. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States will use all the tools at its disposal to generate what he called coordinated international pressure and response on those countries. He said those tools include diplomacy, foreign assistance, fact-finding missions, and financial tools, as well as reports like the one issued on Monday. South Africa sent troops Monday to quell riots that left six people dead since former President Jacob Zuma reported to a prison facility last week. 219 people were arrested during protests and looting in two states as a South African court began hearing Zuma's appeal of his lengthy prison sentence. Zuma reported to a prison facility in his home province of KwaZulu-Natal last week to begin serving a 15-month sentence on contempt of court charges. He was charged after failing to testify in a corruption probe of his 9 years in office, which ended in 2018. Zuma has denied the allegation and refused to participate in the inquiry that began during his final weeks in office. His lawyers also say he will risk catching COVID-19 while imprisoned. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called for calm on Sunday, urging protesters to demonstrate peacefully. And a record number of French people sought to book appointments for COVID-19 vaccinations on Monday after President Emmanuel Macron announced a slew of measures designed to push skeptics to get themselves an inoculation. In an address to the nation, he announced that starting next month, anyone wanting to go out to eat or drink, take a long-distance train, or go shopping will need to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.